Welcome back, Amadi. I'm Calm, professional female, and today we're turning our attention to a BBC Global story about something we all use constantly but rarely stop to examine. Language, the way we speak, is never completely still. New words appear, familiar words acquire unexpected meanings, and expressions that once seemed fresh can become outdated almost overnight. For younger generations, especially those communicating through TikTok and other social platforms, this cycle can move remarkably quickly. A single phrase may begin in a small online community, spread across countries, become a marker of belonging, and then lose its appeal as soon as everyone else starts using it. That makes internet slang more than a collection of amusing words. It can reveal how people build identity, signal membership, challenge older conventions, and decide who is or is not part of a conversation. Terms such as riz or skibbity may sound puzzling outside their original settings, but the confusion itself is informative. Slang often works because some people understand it immediately, while others have to ask. There is also a global dimension. Social media allows expressions to cross borders at extraordinary speed, bringing distant speakers into contact, and sometimes making youth vocabulary more alike across different places. Yet this raises deeper questions. Does a shared global slang enrich communication, or can it crowd out local expressions, accents, and minority languages? Is rapid linguistic change a threat to clarity, or simply evidence that language is alive? As we explore this story, it is worth listening without rushing to label new speech as either clever or careless. Every generation reshapes language, although digital culture has changed the speed, reach, and visibility of that process. The words themselves may be temporary, but the forces behind them, creativity, status, humor, community, and exclusion, are enduring. So begin with a word or phrase that seemed to appear suddenly in your own world. Who used it first? What did it communicate beyond its literal meaning? And what changed once almost everyone understood it?